What's that I've injected into you, huh? Oh, don't worry about it. You won't see its effects. Not right now, anyway. You know, I've got to admit that I'm thoroughly impressed. I have not seen anyone as, hard-pressed, fighting for a single cause. Such dedication must be thoroughly rewarded by your trusted allies, no? Oh, it's all right. I don't expect anything to come out of your mouth anyway. Given your track record for the past 2 weeks. You see, this now puts me in a bit of a pickle. My employers are demanding answers. Ones that only you can provide. They are more than willing to compensate you for your efforts in this meaningless struggle. All you have to do is give me a couple of numbers and that's it. We will give you a new identity and your expenses for the second half of your life will be taken care of. So why? Why do you still insist on protecting your so-called friends? Huh? Surely they would have come and get you by now, no? Or perhaps they couldn't risk a rescue operation for fear of exposing their whereabouts, hmm? Or maybe they just don't care enough about you to do so. Maybe they thought you aren't worth it after all. Or maybe that cute girlfriend of yours is just too busy fucking somebody else now that you're gone. Huh? Oh, nothing? Not even a cuss? Oh, I expected nothing less from you anyway. So here's the deal. You and I both know that it has been exactly 12 days since your capture. 3 more, and we will have no choice but to honor the ceasefire agreed upon 2 months ago. And that's why you've been silent this whole time, huh? As long as you're able to last the whole 15 days, this operation of ours will be considered a failure and you'll be returned to your fellow allies, right? You're absolutely correct. If I don't get the coordinates from you in the next 3 days, you will have fundamentally won. But frankly, I'm not sure if I would have lasted this long in your position. Just touching these, scars of yours told me how much of a soldier you really are. Oh, and I love men like that. I would say that it pains me to be the one causing you all these wounds, but, I'd be lying. I mean, I do love my job, after all. I didn't earn my nickname from being a pencil pusher. You won't mind if I touch you a little bit? Of course, you're tied up. You don't really have a say, huh? Mmm. These are strong muscles. Just think of how easy it would be for you to restrain me with those muscular arms of yours, huh? And yet here you are, bound and blindfolded in front of little old me. Wow, you speak, huh? After all this time. Oh, I will admit I'm a little disappointed that's the first sentence out of your mouth, instead of the profanities I'm used to hearing. I suppose you are special after all. No one has lasted this long with me in charge of extracting information out of them. Well, to answer your question, our boys at the lab have recently developed a new kind of drug, and it's designed to reactivate and heighten pleasure nerves derived from sensual pleasures. They're mainly targeted at those unfortunate to be born with, or, you know, those who have damaged nerves, where stimulation of any sort would not be able to be perceived by the subject. When tested on perfectly normal humans, the results state that they, the test subjects, I mean, often experience such euphoria that it's roughly twice the amount of pleasure received during normal sexual acts. However, this project is considered a failure, as even after numerous tests, there is still one fatal flaw. All of the subjects, while being able to enjoy such unearthly pleasures, have one thing in common. They're all unable, completely unable, to orgasm. Oh, such a pity, I know. There is, of course, a serum for this, but its application is rather impractical and the project was scrapped shortly afterwards. And that was the contents of the entire syringe I emptied in you earlier. Basically, you will be begging for me to make you come when I'm done with you. trembling slightly already, huh? Oh, I'm going to enjoy this. I haven't even come anywhere near your cock yet. Well, I suppose I can fix that now, can I? Again, I wasn't disappointed with the results. Now I can feel how hot your cock is. Yeah? Oh, I wonder. Oh, yeah. You like me rubbing that? Yeah? Oh, yeah. I wonder, when was the last time you actually had a wank? Huh? Does your ally girlfriend do this for you? Yeah? Or do you just bend her over whenever you feel like it, since she's always wet when she's next to you? Hmm? Oh, not gonna answer me, huh? Well, then I can just keep jerking for you, huh? Yeah, you like that, huh? Oh, I'm back to the silent treatment again. Old habits never die, I suppose. You know, it's been a while since I had a real one myself. I mean, I can't just be going around fucking my subordinates now, can I? Who knows? This might be your lucky day. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Oh, wonder what this must feel like to you, though. Having your cock jerked off by the one person you hate so much. Oh, I know you must hate me after everything that was done to you these past 2 weeks. Must be fucking with your brain a little bit, huh? Heck, you have no idea what I look like with that blindfold on, do you? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me jerk even faster, yeah. Oh. Oh, Look at all that pre-cum flowing. You must really be liking this, huh? What do you think I look like, huh? Do you think I have long hair, short hair, blonde, brunette, black? Oh, what's your type anyway, I wonder? Is it going to be like that ally girlfriend of yours? Oh, she seems like a kind of a goody-two-shoes kind of type, huh? Please, I'm nothing like that. Oh, in case you can't tell by now, I'm a bad, bad girl. Oh, yeah, you like that, don't you? Oh, yeah, don't lie. Don't lie. Your cock just twitched when I said that. Don't pretend I didn't feel it. Yeah. Let me jerk you even a little faster. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. What do you think I look like, huh? You think I have big tits? You think I have tiny ones? What about my nipples? Are they light pink? Are they dark brown? What about my ass? Can you imagine what it feels like rubbing your cock on my tits or my ass? Oh, it must be amazing, though, having those two soft mounds of flesh rubbing you on either side of your rock-hard cock. I wouldn't know how it feels, obviously, but judging on how lubed up your cock is, how wrong could I be, huh? Oh, look at you, moving your hips on your own. Yeah, look at you grunting. Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, could it be? Are you gonna come? Oh, yeah. Oh, come for me, boy. Go on. Almost there. Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Oh, you can't come because of the drug. Oh, I love that reaction of yours. Sweating all over, bucking your hips furiously in the air, trying so hard to come. Oh, you know what you have to do to get your much needed relief, huh? Oh, but we both know you're much tougher than this, huh? You've endured this much torture by now, huh? So much torture, this must be nothing for you, right? Huh? Oh, besides, I've told you, haven't I? I'm going to make you beg me to make you come. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm enjoying this much more than I thought I would. Which is saying something. I think I finally found your spot, huh? Your weak spot? They train you to endure all sorts of physical and psychological torture, huh? But I don't think they've ever gotten the pleasure training done right, huh? Maybe not at all. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, it's so cute from this angle. Oh, look at it twitching. Oh, what do you think of this now, huh? Me, your hated enemy. The one who gave you all these scars on your beautiful, chiseled body. Now that I'm kneeling down in front of your cock. What do you think is gonna happen now, huh? Am I gonna lick it first like a popsicle? Where though? Will I start on your head? Or your balls? Or maybe... maybe... the shaft? That's a manly musk right there. Oh, fuck. It's getting to my brain, too. Oh, I feel like a teenager again. Time to start licking. Lovely. And now, time to sate my appetite. Starting to suck on the tip. Can you imagine what this looks like? Me, the one who put you through the hell you've been through. Sucking on your cock right now. I'm like a loving girlfriend. Did your girlfriend do this to you? Oh, surely she can't resist the allure. I'm such a fine specimen. I wonder, do you leave her on autopilot? Or do you actually act like a naughty boy and fuck her mouth? Let me take it all the way back. See how you like that. Fuck this cup. It's so perfect. Oh, I can feel you trembling now. Yeah, you're gonna come again? Yes. Let me drink all of it. Oh, what? Don't you wanna do that? Don't you want to make me your enemy? Drink all your seed? Huh. Oh, then show me. Oops. Oh, forgot that you can't come again. Oh, wow, look at you. Arching your back like that. Oh, doesn't it hurt? I know, my partners often complain that I talk too much during blowjobs. And, well, there's only one way to fix that. I'm pretty sure I've got it nailed. Yeah. Mmm. It usually shuts us both up, yeah? Pretty good, right? Pretty good? Yep, that's usually their response too. Starts to twitch in my mouth. You know you can't come, right? You physically can't come because of the drugs. Oh, but your body still seeks pleasure from your enemy. Oh, and who would have thought you'd be getting face fucked from your own tormentor, huh? Oh, yes, scream for me. Oh, that's the only way for you to get relief, and you know it. Yeah. Oh, well, time's up. Now try to come again. Ah, do it. Try to come again. Your balls surging upwards when you tried to come. Oh, it must be hell not being able to do so, huh? Oh, it's pretty good to finally see you have some emotion, though. Screaming at the top of your lungs like that. Ooh. Well, I think I've had enough for now. Oh, you have no idea how much I came during our session here, huh? Oh, how hard I came. Oh, I've got to go get myself cleaned up. Look at all the sweat you managed to get out of my uniform. You can't see it, but it looks pretty gross. Ugh. And there you are, still sweating like a pig. And hard as a rock. Oh, poor you. Anyways, before I leave, I do have to tell you something as well about the drug. Its effect lasts for about 24 hours. Oh, and the intensity of the pleasure builds up every time the affected organs aren't stimulated. Huh. So basically, the longer your cock isn't touched, the more you will want to fucking come. Don't worry, I'm not that cruel after all. I can help you with your stimulation. After all, you've made me satisfy myself with your own performance. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, smells good, doesn't it? That's how wet I am. Even now. Now you'll breathe in nothing but my pussy while your cock gets harder and harder as the hours go on. Maybe I am cruel after all. Oh, well. You know what to do if you give up. I promise the release will be oh so sweet. Until then, I'm gonna go take a nice, warm shower. Oh, I need one after all that. Bye.